Parshas Bamidbar, it says, Vayezaber Hashem al Moshe l'midbar Sinai, Bo'olim Mayim. The Medrash in the beginning of the Parsha asks, what's the Hadgosha of Bamidbar Sinai? It said, Vayezaber Hashem al Moshe l'Sinai. Why is it being Madgish l'midbar Sinai? The Medrash says, it's coming to make Hagdama to understand a big story from Taira. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Taira, and it's coming to teach you how to be kind of Taira. The way to be kind of Taira is when a person makes himself kmidbar. When a person's kmidbar, then he's able to be Taira, kind of Taira. So when we're speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Taira, that's what the pasuk is being madgish. And the medrash is moisif that we find Taira is nimshol with three things. It's nimshol to Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. Those are three lashonos that it says by Torah. Lamedcha, that just like Mayim is very motzui, everyone could get it. The Midbar, everyone could go into it. And Eish is something everyone could get. An Eish, it's not something you have to pay money for. It's something which everyone is accessible to everyone. Huadin Torah is accessible to everyone for female. There's certain people that feel like Torah is not for me, the oimik of Torah is not for me, kol Torah kula is not for me, different angles of Torah are not for me. As right away the Torah is teaching us that Torah is nimshal lemidbar. And that just like a midbar is hefka lakol, Huadin Torah is mufka lakol. And Rabbi Sol Salanter used to say a memra, the following memra about Torah. He said, there is no yid caught in Klal Yisrael that Torah is too big for him. Torah is for everyone. Yet, on the other hand, there is no gadol in Klal Yisrael that Torah is too small for him. And if you think about it, it's a big chiddush because you're talking about the biggest people and the smallest people, and you're giving them the same Torah. How could it be? Zakar Yisrael Salam, the Torah is for everyone. It's not too big for any yid, and it's not too small for the biggest yid either. Reb Chaim Brisker said it a similar yisoid, and we said it with a different page from a different place in Chazal. In the Haggadah we say, Kineged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. Zot Reb Chaim Brisker is coming to teach you, Torah talks to every yid in Klal Yisrael. Everyone has their chelik in Torah. Everyone is growth with Torah. There is no one in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have chelik of Torah, which is in the unit and which is for him. As they're both coming to be Madyish, a big Yisrael. Okay, so I hear that. I really hear that. There's a chelik of Torah which is mishtayach to me. You know which chelik that is? Okay, I do shnayim mikvah b'chatayim. Chumis, I love chumis. But the oimik, the tivkai, the breed kind of Torah, that's shayach to every person. As there's a Tosefes, there's a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Ayin Beis. It says there are gimel ksarim in the in the Mishkan on three kelim. There's Kesem Malchus, that's the Shulchan, the Zera on the Shulchan, that Lachoy David. Person decides he wants to be a Melech and Klal Yisrael. We tell him we're not a democracy, we can't be elected, Mashiach is Ben David, you can't, it doesn't tell you if you live in Crown Heights or not. So, Mashiach is Ben David, that's the only criteria that there is for Mashiach. Because the people who live there are from Ben David. Zagonish, but Vinishvi, the one criteria is Mishpachas Ben David. That's the criteria. Malchus. Kuhuna is criteria. Kuhuna, you have to be from Shevet Levi. But Torah is Lakol. Torah is for everyone. And Keser Torah is Munach Lakol. But Rav Shach said, Gavaldi Gedir. The Gemara in Yuma says, "Kol haroita lito yavai riyito." Everyone, every year could be zecha to a keser in Torah. Not just be loim de Torah, but to become a chelik that has gives him a keser in life. But when is that? Kol ha'roitzel little yavoi be. The one thing that you need is rotzeh. And that's there's a diuk in the Medrash. Torah is nimshel l'mayim, and it brings the pasuk havi kol samei lechu l'mayim. Mayim you only enjoy when you're thirsty. When you're not thirsty, you don't enjoy water. When you're very thirsty, water is a real treat. But when you're not thirsty, if there's water in your cup, you'll spill it out because you want soda, you want something better. Wine, something, not water. Water doesn't taste good. But you could have some bachrim, they come to learn, geschmack. Like when it's a hot, hot day, like an Israeli summer day in a midbar, and someone gives you a bottle of water, a cold bottle, oh, that's like the biggest kainer. And some bachrim, it's like you give them water, ooh, I can't even drink it, I can't even put it down. As Torah is the same way. Many bachrim wonder, like, everyone tells me I'm going to have such a simcha when I learn. They say, Kudesh Am Yisarim, Misam Chelei, why don't I feel it? Because Torah is totally on your attitude. It's totally on the way you're coming to it. If you're coming to it, you're really thirsty, Havi Kol Tzoma, if Mayim gives you a geshmak, but if not, and that's the reason why the Hachana for Matan Torah is the Yomim of Sfiris HaOmer. Zog the Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer and the Baal HaKedah in Parshas Emor, that the Inyan of Sfiris HaOmer is when a person has something that he really wants, he counts down for it. Like you have a chosin, he counts down the days to the chasana. If someone won a lottery, he's going to count down to the days that the lottery is going to go to him. Because these are big inyanim in a person's life. He counts it down. He's eagerly awaiting it. As Sfiris HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer is to teach us that Torah is very choshev. Torah is what we all need. And it's to enhance us to build the cheshek of Torah. And that's the achonah of the Torah, because then you coin it on a whole different level. Someone asked Rav Shlomo Hyman a shayla. It says that b'derech shadam reitzel leilech me'lichen ansa. He says the whole yeshiva in Torah V'das wants to be talmid chachamim. They want to be tzaddikim. All the yeshiva bachrim want to be talmid chachamim, want to stay in learning. Yet we don't see the product, we don't see the accomplishments are kafi the ratzin. As if you're saying, kol ha'roitzel little yavoi v'yito. Everyone who wants will be yavoi v'yito. As we should see so many people, yes, yeshiva bachrim, do you want to learn? Rebbe, I want to learn. Avada, we all want to learn. We'll sing it, we'll dance to it. Of course we all want to learn. But why don't we see that it comes out? As Rav Shlomo Hyman says, there are levels of ratzon. It's not a ratzon amiti. When someone says, I want to learn, it's not a ratzon amiti. It's like, you know, we say sometimes when seminary girls come home and they want to marry a boy who's sitting and learning, as the mothers say, let's wait a year. Give her like 6 months in America where she's shopping and on the computer. Then we'll talk to her in 6 months what she really wants her shidduchim. Yeah. Between me and you, they should do this with some bachim too. What does that show? If it's not a ratzon amiti, the mother is right. But sometimes this is a real ratzon amiti. There's a real tshuka pnimi, and by boys also. How do you know what's a real ratzon and what's a chitzonistic ratzon? Meaning, there's certain ratzonis that are minasefer lechutz, and there's certain ratzonis which are very, very deep. There's certain ritzainas which are like, on the outside, not so important. There's certain ritzainas are really important. How do you see what's a real important thing for a person? Number one, you see how much he's willing to work for. His amelis and your gear. That shows how important it is. As a lot of people say, I want to learn. But you look at their day, you just don't see it. Obviously, it's not deep enough. And what's the nekuda? The nekuda is because in my head, I know learning is olam haba. And I know learning is wonderful. In my heart, I know steak is yummy. I know schmoozing is mishmak. I know Thursday night challenge with the chaver ain't alive. I know in my heart I feel what I enjoy, where I connect, where I'm really there. As a rutzen of the brain is very limited. It doesn't go too far. It has to be rutzen of the lev, the heart. Rutzen is a regish, it's a feeling. And for you to feel it, your body's got to feel it. It's not enough I know in my brain. And this is the cliche that we have. So, someone that answered very interesting, like a team is a good question, but a very good point. Why is it nowadays that the cheshik and the chukka by the bachrim is not the same for me when I tell you? And you do have exceptional bachrim, but zikr and the percentages of the ones who are in yeshiva, the cheshik has gone down a lot. The smother has gone down a lot. Lamaisa, the guys are good guys, they're good bachrim. They want to do the right thing. Zman Hazel, we don't want to do the right thing. We also want to do the right thing. But Zman Hazel, we don't know about Olam Haba. We don't know Teres, Gein Chayenu. We've also been in yeshivas that we've heard it all along. As what happened to the patient? What happened to the bren? What happened to the desire? There's a very big story from this last sentence. If we want to share today, and it really explains it, what are we coming to do if we know what's stealing from us the cheshik? That'll help us, that if we really want to build the cheshik, we can do it. The Svasemir says, Torah is mitin b'midbar, l'lamedcha, that for a person to be kind of Torah, he has to live life like he's in a midbar. If you're going to find him in Gula, in other places, all over town. My chaver is making a chasana, as I want to go to the chasana in the middle of the zman. Yeah, if you're learning, you're going to be all over the place, you're not going to have the same. Why? Zog de mesilas yisharim in perik teshvav. When you see in yaini olam hazeh, when you live it, when you're connected to it, it's ma'ir the cheshik in the lave. When it's ma'ir the cheshik in the lave, it's automatically the cheshik with me, it's ta'ira dveikis Hashem, goes down. As of course, we're all good people. We all want to do the right thing. But we don't realize there's a big leak in the heart. There's a big hole in the heart where the cheshik is leaking from. Why? Because when we expose ourselves to a lot of different things, when we talk about a lot of different things, when we read about, when we watch a lot of different things, when we're around, we're looking at a lot of different things, we're handling different things, it steals the cheshik from the heart. It prevents us from having that deep appreciation of Torah and Ruchni. As the Bava is going to say, but so what are you saying? It's usher? What are you saying? I'm not allowed to... No, it's mutter. It's 100% mutter. Are you saying it's an aveira? No. We're not saying it's an aveira. But what we're trying to point out is a very important point. There's certain things. They're mutter. They're not an aveira. But like the Ramban says in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, a person could be a novel v'shus ha-toira. He could do everything beheter, but he could be a zaylo v'soyve, a zaylo basa v'soyve yayin, and he's b'kulei b'heter. But it's not the lifestyle. It's not the way that he's going to grow and shine. As a dama to Parshas Bamidbar, which is the achrona for Matan Torah, is you have to learn to be in a midbar. So Yeshiva Bacher is going to read this, and he's going to say, come on, I'm not going to the midbar. That's what I do on Bein Hazman. Yeah, I'm going to the midbar? Come on, what does this mean, I have to be in the midbar? As Rav Shimshon Pinkus in his Sefer HaTorah, Rav Baruch Mordechai Yizrahi in his Sefer HaTorah, and many others, we're just saying two popular Sfarim, they say a Gevaldika Yisrael. They say, what is the midbar of Bizman Hazeh? A yeshiva. At least it's supposed to be. Behind it, the yeshiva is the place where you're menatik from Inyanei Olam Hazeh. You have a place where there's a lot of living and learning. There's the Beis Medrash. Now, Bizman Hazeh, there's the yeshiva and there's Dira life. There's the yeshiva, and where you're going for Shabbos, whose chasna you're going to, and v'chule. There's a lot of life going on in yeshiva. We have to be very careful that our yeshiva should be our midbar. This is a place where what interests us is Torah, is the sugya, is learning. The more we keep it as our midbar, the more we grow and shine. And that's really the milo of a yeshiva. Yes. In the mirror, it's a little bit challenging because the yeshiva has Baruch Hashem, I know, maybe I should say Baruch Hashem, yes, moment, we have so many businesses on this, just on the street of yeshiva. Yeah, it's very challenging. Koshke, we're right next to Gula. Yeah, it's a challenge. Now, so does that mean, so if I need paper to write in my notebook, I shouldn't go to Gula to buy? It's okay, you can go buy paper. So you can run in, you can run out, you can get your paper, it's totally fine. You need to get some, it's okay. It's just the shaila is like, you know, you go into the shower, and you get dressed up, and you stand in the mirror 10 minutes, and then you go to Gula. Or it's like the headline of the week, or it's like, okay, we're passing through. Yeah, yeah. Some people, it's like the highlight. Where are you going for Shabbos? Oh, that's the highlight of my week. I'm going somewhere, we're having it. Or my week, my day is yeshiva, is Torah. Okay. I go out on the side. It's very edel. This is such a powerful point. If you saw Salanta and Simcha Zista say the most powerful point in Musa, one of them. The difference between Gehenim and Gan Eden is sometimes a Chud HaSaira. You can be doing the same thing. If it's a Chud HaSaira different, it makes a difference. Where did they say it on? Rashi says that Ruba Nishchat is kosher. If it's a Masu less than Roid, it's an Avela. As they say, it's coming to teach you that in Ruchnius, sometimes it's such a fine line. You could have two guys that are doing the same thing, and the difference is so edel. And that's what's so tricky about the Yetzirah. As what we learned, everyone could be kind of Torah. Everyone could be kind of Torah. That's the limit of Midbar. And we learned from Midbar, how is everyone kind of Torah? The way you're kind of Torah is when you realize and you try to focus in and you make it that your life is Torah. The more you're into Torah and stay in the life of Torah and not be into other things, the more you're building the rasin inside. The more you're amal b'tayra, the more you build the rasin inside. Rasin is not something that happens. Rasin takes time. You have to build it. The deeper, the more you invest in building it, the deeper it'll be, the more real it'll be. It's not like what we think. Rasin is like, no, it's an avoida to build the rutzen. And to build the rutzen, you have to know what's pulling you away from really rutzen the emes. By some people, if someone asks them for a chasana in America, or someone calls them and says, do you want to do a Shabbos chizik in America? It's not an Italian club. I'm sitting and learning. I want to learn. It's very important to me. I'm in a midbar. Yeah, that's the way I start. The reason why you want me to come for a Shabbos synagogue is because I don't go on Shabbos chizuk. As a vela, I have what to give chizuk about. Yeah. But if I would go, I would lose my value. I wouldn't be able to give Shabbos chizuk. I need chizuk. I'm making the offer. You have to know. You have to be minded yourself. You have to see what's going to make you shine. What's going to make you grow. Where are you losing? Where's the leaks? And the more you invest on living midvardik, realizing the ikar in the world is this. And it's also the same fine line. Like, you can wear comfortable clothing. You can wear nice clothing. You could look good. But then there's someone that it's an interest. It takes over to him. It's a status symbol. And then there's someone, okay, I need clothing. It's pretty comfortable. Okay, great. And then there's someone, it becomes, I need a signon. It takes over his heart. It takes over who he is and what he is. As it's mamish, churasayo, dak shebedak. But the difference is olamis umlai, in the rotzen and chayim, in the shifa and chayim. As that's the limud of Tchilas Parshas Bamidbar, which is the Nivana for Torah. There was someone that wrote a letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It says that if you're going to sit and learn in Kollel, you're going to have Parnasa. As I want to know, how do you know that you're that person that if you're going to sit in Kollel, you're going to be able to have Parnasa min HaShamayim? Not everyone's Zeicha. As I really want to, you know, Shatchanim come. I don't want to put down 3 to 5 years. I want to put down Kol Yimei Chayim. But how do I know I'm that person? Who is that person? As you figure, Reb Chaim will write a whole letter back to the Bachar, write in Chizuk, Reb Chaim Kedar Goy B'Kodesh. 3 words. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Darker of the Kodesh, in his 3 words, he said it so good. He wrote him back, you know, everyone used to write him, he used to write back, he wrote him back, Mi Sheroitze Be'emesh. That's all it takes. If you really want it, it's gonna happen. He didn't ask him how smart you were. He didn't ask him, are your parents willing to support? He didn't ask him, are v'chule, how you doing in yeshiva? Which yeshiva you're in? Nothing! These are all very important questions. Just ask the shachanim. They're very important questions to be kaveya, who's going to be in learning for long term. Reb Chaim didn't ask him any of the above. Because Reb Chaim learns the word. And he learned Yuma Dafayin base. Mishu Yerke Be'emes is the one word he had. That's the times Pierce of Amazing Young. There's a lot of people say they want. Mishu Yerke Be'emes. That's his real rotten. And then you'll have Yisiyata Vishma. Pirkei de Rav Elazar starts off with the story of Rav Eliezer HaGolda. He was a miyuchat of the Tana. He had a late start. He was working in the field. His father was a gvir. He was brought up with a very rich lifestyle, and he was working in the field. And one day, he just started to cry in the field. He didn't want to work anymore. And his father asked him, like, what's going on? He says, I want to learn. His father, what does his father tell him? Like some people, some psychologists say, don't worry, it'll pass. Don't worry. You must have heard a nice shmooze on Torah any time. It'll pass, don't worry. It'll pass. He tells him, don't worry. But he's crying, he wants to learn. He doesn't want to work anymore. He wants to learn. Finally, Eliyahu HaNavi comes. And Eliyahu HaNavi tells him, go to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai and learn. He went to the yeshiva and there was no Kabbalist. They didn't accept it. the guy who doesn't learn, and he didn't know Chumash, he didn't know anything, you come to the top yeshiva of Yechonon and Zagat, they're not accepting you. It's like, you know, the Mifkan, he's failing, nothing to talk about. So what did he do? He didn't eat. He didn't have a place to stay. He didn't eat for a long time. And he just sat and went and learned. That's ruts in the MS. You know, I get there, it's a little bit hard for me. It's not for me. No, no, no. He sat down for a tkufa, nothing went, he stayed, and he learned. Reb Nosson Bachvogel asked the Waldiger Shailam, this Pirkei Avos also, why did he go to Reb Yechonon ben Zakkai? Why did Eliyahu HaNavi send him to the best yeshiva? Reb Akiva, he started in Cheder. And he worked himself up. That makes more sense. You go to the yeshiva system, start from 318, start from Gan. You don't know anything, start from there. As he says, he's coming to teach all of us a huge lesson. When a person has rotzen and he's holding like he really wants to make it happen, you can go to Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai and you can start. Now, Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai, he says, did teach him Chumash. He did teach him Mishnah. He went slow with him. It's not like he took him into his everyday to day shir. So on some yeshivas, you have yeshivas, you have shirim for the maschilim, for afterwards. There is a makir in Chazal for such a thing. But such a person is garnished tight when you really want. And this is a big shayrish. Like a lot of people say the shir is deep, the shir is big, the shir has a lot. It's true. But the key is the rotzen. When you have a strong rotzen, you could grow. You have to make sure you're going to share on your level. Don't jump too much. But you're going to get there. You're going to get to the big. Every person could grow and shine. Ad Heichon HaDvarim Megiim, Reb Eliezer HaGadol started late. But his father was moderating from Kol HaNechasim. He came, and Reb Yechonon ben Zakkai said, I want you to hear someone darshan in Torah. He has set Reb Eliezer HaGadol to get up, and he darshan, and he said over Divrei Torah, Sha'af Echad B'Yisrael Loi Haya Yochol Loi. It says when he was darshaning, as it came out of his head, the Karnei Ahoyd Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a grandson of the Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was there to get to Moshe Rabbeinu. And his father said, Lezer is not neither, and he was Shael on his neck. As you would think, okay, it's a nice story. He started late. Where are you going to find him? In Eish HaTorah. In Har Sameach. You're going to find him in the top yeshiva giving Sia Klali and the whole place is cracking? He's a late starter. It's a nice story. We'll write it in the books. But he's going to grow and shine? It's never too late. Reb Akiva was a Ben Gavin. He was a late starter. And it's never too late. What are these messages to every one of us? This is a Pirkei de Reb Elozer, an Avos de Reb Nosson. It talks to every one of us before Shavuos. It tells you, it's never too late. Torah is there for all of us. You have to want it. What does want it mean? And this is the big key. You have to be willing to try, to do it, to invest in it, to be totally invested in it. And then you're going to see, you're going to shtay, you're going to box, to clutch godless in Torah and as a person. That's the removing of the parsha, what it says, Bamidbar. And that's the achana of Matan Torah. Rashi says that in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, he was Moshe every year. Zog the Torah. The minion of Klal Yisrael is before Shavuos, every Shavuos. It says, Menoi Batzor. That's the simile. Why is the minion of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah? L'lamedcha every year is Choshev Tashem and Kuchavricha Vairaisa Charu. That's our connection to Hashem. Torah is what connects us to Hashem. Bilti Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the Yetzer Hara, the Torah, Tavlon. Every person, what's going to make him, enhance him, and build him is Torah. You need Torah. The more Torah, the more the better. As every Yid is Choshev to Hashem, because every Yid has his Torah. Can I get Arba Bonim Dibra Torah? Torah is Hefka Lakol. The Keset Torah is for all of us. But we have to want it. Havi Kol Tomei L'chol Amayim. If you don't want it, as it's going to look like it looks to a lot of us. Everyone tells me it's kishmak. Everyone tells me it's so enjoyable. Why can't I feel it? You got to want it. You got to understand this is what's going to make you. This is your future. This is what's going to bring you to a tova she'ein kamayu. The more you believe in it. So how do I make me believe in that? How do I make me feel that? The way you do it is you do it. The Mishnah says, Kaki Darga Shal Torah, Pasla Melech Torah, Gomayim Meshura, Tishte, Allah, you sleep on the floor. Imata Oisekein, Ashrecha V'Toyev Lecha. What's the Lashon Imata Oisekein? Until you don't do it, you're never going to feel Ashrecha V'Toyev Lecha V'Olam Haba. You have to go and be Omar Batayra, be into it, put a real strong investment into it. Oh, Imata Oisekein, you're willing to be Moisa Nefesh, you're willing to work hard for Taira, and you're doing it. Are you willing? Ashrecha V'Toyev Lecha. But it has to come with a doing that's coming deep, and the more you do, the more you're going to build the ruts in Pnimi. The more you're going to build it, the more it's going to grow, the more gishmak you're going to have, the more you're going to connect to it, the more you're going to appreciate it. Torah is free for everyone. You can't buy it with money. But you need to acquire the gishmak in it, the simcha in it. You need to invest in it to make it happen. But that's the illusion. And every one of us has his future in Torah. To finish off, it was involved with your vote from the Bob there. By Matan Torah, it says it was Porku Nishmasam, they died. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought Tal Tchiyah. The Tal Tchiyah was from the Torah itself. Frekar Baruch Ver. So why did Hashem have to kill them? And do Tchiyas HaMeisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have gave them Torah and he didn't have to kill them. Zot Rebuch Ver, L'lamedcha. Before Torah is one Neshama. After Torah, a Torah digging Neshama, a Ben Torah digging Neshama, a Yeshiva digging Neshama, is an under Neshama. As when you're learning Torah, what you're doing is you're getting rid of the other one and you're building a totally new one. As we have to. We're getting rid of the old one, we're a new one. A new one that's far more better, far more special, and totally, totally to a different level. There's once a parent that said about a bocher that was in shir, what did you do to my child? You brainwashed my child. He wants to stay and learn it. I wanted him to go to college. You brainwash my child. You brainwash my child. As number one, yes, your child needed a lot of brainwashing. You exposed him to a lot in America. He needed special cleaning, dry cleaning. Mom is the best cleaning in the world. But Yosemite, we did not brainwash the child. We gave you a child. His neshama is totally different. He's much more special. He's just a totally different boy. He's much more higher. He's in a whole different level. We gave you a much more beautiful and better, and not me, Hashem. The Torah HaKadosh, what it does to a person, it builds, it lifts it to a whole different level. Hashem Yazor, we should go with the right attitude. Hashem should help us, we should fight together. He's a weak Jewish. We should be Messiah and his Roman. And all be Zechra and Kesar Torah and Yur the Kol Echad.